Hello, my name is Malcolm, and thank you for joining me on the 7th episode of Just Trying to Live a Positive Life, Season 2. And today, we're talking about role models. But this episode is entitled, I Am Honored to Be Your Role Model. The inspiration for this episode come about last night in a brief interaction with my two boys. So I'm sitting at the table in my flat or apartment, depending on what you call it, and the boys are sitting on the sofa. Well, my youngest is sitting on the sofa, my eldest is standing up. They're aged 9 and 11, eldest being 11, and I think the conversation come on to computer games, which it does a lot of the time. I was a big gamer when I was younger. My boys love their games now. You know, they're active, they play their football, get out and whatnot, but they love their games, fair enough. So the conversation come on to games one way or the other. And I was quite taken back, but obviously only showed it to a certain degree. We're talking, and then my boy started talking about FIFA. Or say it's not called FIFA anymore, is it? What's it? Is it Club 24 or EA 24 or something like that anyway? But it's a game that was formerly known as FIFA. And there's a manager mode on it. So you manage your team, you buy your players, you know, etc., that kind of thing. And the bit that struck a chord with me, and I was beaming inside, but you know, being a man, I kind of toughed it out and played more of the cool dad and gave my son a fist bump or a spud, whatever you want to call it. But so he's talking about the managerial mode that he's playing, can't remember his team he was, and he then said to me, and the name of the manager, or the name I've used as the manager of the team, is Malcolm. Your name? And I said, have you? And he said, yeah. And then he turned around to his younger brother and said, don't I always use my dad's name in all the manager games I play? Every team, I'm always Malcolm. And being the younger brother, or being brothers, you know, they wind each other up a lot of the time, and you know, they could turn around and say, you're being a simp, you're being a suck up, all that kind of thing. But every now and then you see the respect and love between them, and that, you know, that means the world to a parent, to anyone. And so what it was, so when my eldest son turned around for clarification about, you know, I always use dad as a manager, don't I? My youngest son said, yeah, it's true, he does. And he was very genuine with it. It wasn't sarcastic. It wasn't being bitter. It was just genuine. He said, yeah, it's true, he always does. And then my son turned around and looked at me, and he was beaming. And I could see, you know, that there was a sense of pride in him saying that, that he uses my name as a manager on the game. Now, I know part of that is because I used to play a lot of football manager games myself. So, and I said that to him, I said, oh, because you know, I used to play a lot of manager games as well, though, don't you? And he said, yeah, but I also know it is because, you know, he looks up to me. And I need to remember that. And I think we all need to remember that. That whether it's our kids or it's children that we work with, you know, kids are always looking for a role model. They may not even know they're looking for a role model, but there's always going to be someone that, you know, they look up to. And it doesn't mean that the person they look up to is the best person, but it's a person that they've latched on to, you know, consciously or unconsciously, you know, subliminally or unsubliminally, whatever. And I'm glad that my son my son looks up to me. I hope the younger one does as well. But it felt really good. And I felt good to let him know that I was proud, you know, with the fist bump. Because as well as doing the fist bump, I said, yeah, my man, and all that. Could have given him a big hug, but I don't think that would have been the right energy for it. And don't get that twisted, because I'm not too stuck in my ways to give my children hugs, because I do. I give them hugs, I tell them I love them every day, and I tell them throughout the day. But in that moment, I thought the response was good, because I felt a more cool response was needed there, and I felt it worked. But inside, I was absolutely beaming, and even felt slightly emotional. And it's reminded me that even though I'm not aware of it, I'm always being gauged, monitored, you know, by my children. They're looking for things that, hey, dad done that, that was cool, you know, dad does this, or oh, I didn't think dad would do that. You know, we're always being assessed for elements that they can consciously take, or, you know, not so consciously take in. And obviously we want them to take in the good. So it's not, you know, it's with that, it's a case of being genuine and being good with it. Not just putting on a good front because they're there, because that's not being genuine. And that will unravel somewhere. They'll see through that. But we can, you know, when we do make the mistakes, be honest with it, because that's still being part of a good role model. Like times when if I'm in a bad mood, every now and then I'll maybe be a bit more grumpy around them than I should. I'm quick to apologise. Now, when they go to bed, I'll apologise, I'll let them know, or I'll let them know in that moment, it's not your fault dad's in a bad mood or dad's tired, because I can't afford to let them feel they're responsible for something they haven't done, or for creating a situation or creating bad energy when they haven't. And I think that's all part of being a role model. And I think they take these little things in as well. Yeah, I know dad was in a bad mood, but he did apologise to me. And it's with consistency, isn't it? Because anything that happens regularly, and I don't mean being in a bad mood regularly as such, but I mean anything that happens regularly, oh, dad apologised then, or dad apologised last week, it all reminds him that it's all right to be that way. It's all signs of, you know, my dad or my mum or my uncle or, you know, my teacher, or they're not too good to apologise. They're not too big to apologise. So, I mean, there's so many elements that can be tied into being a role model. But I think the important thing is to be aware that we're a role model to someone, and especially to young children. And we need to think about how we're acting. And I 100% need to think about how I'm acting and what I say. And I need to keep reminding myself of that every day. And like this episode has come about, my son's reaction, or my son, what he said to me, has reminded me that. And it was a beautiful reminder. It was a very refreshing reminder. You know, that I obviously am doing good things, but I need to do good things, keep on doing good things, and I need to be conscious of how I am being around him. So I'll wrap this episode up with saying, you know, I absolutely love my children, and I want to be the best influence I can in their life. And I will keep working at being the best genuine dad I can for them. But I'll also remember that I'm only human, and I'm just trying to live a positive life. So I will make mistakes along the way. But I'll also be man enough, tough enough, cool enough to acknowledge their mistakes and apologize. Thank you for joining me on this episode. Thank you for any episode you've joined me on. And remember, it's every Wednesday at 3 a.m. Now, just because they're aired at 3 a.m., it doesn't mean you can't listen to it later. I know you know that, so I'm just letting you know, 3 a.m. on a Wednesday. Maybe you're struggling to get to sleep, or maybe you start early because you've got an early shift. 3 a.m. on a Wednesday, UK time. please join me. I'd love your company. Thank you for joining. And catch you soon.